Hi, Mary. This is Dave Ross at Cairo Radio. How are you?
I'm just fine. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. So tell me about the, when did you first notice you had this hip problem?
5 years ago in July 4th.
So during the 4th of July celebration, and what was it like?
I had caught my leg in some vines on the steps of a friend's house because she never clears off her front porch. And I thought my leg gave way or I got tangled up in the vines and I fell. Okay.
That's
so
not good.
I made an appointment with an orthopedist at Virginia Mason on Bainbridge, and because the leg had given out, I wasn't sure. And that's when I was diagnosed with like stage 3 of osteoarthritis in both hips.
Wow. All right. So what were your options at that point?
Well, just to keep on living. Okay. I just continued on. As I said, that was 5 years ago, the 4th of July. Then, this past spring, I was noticing when I slept on my left side that I woke up with pain in that hip during the night and had to change positions. So when I had a routine appointment with my physician, I said, you know, that I was having this problem, and he told me that probably was time for a hip replacement. So when my doctor said it may be time for a hip replacement, I said I'd like to explore stem cells.
And did you notice a difference?
Of course. I'm 100%. The first 6 weeks, I couldn't do much of anything. I had to pay for a gardener to come in and do some planting and whatnot. I started on physical therapy immediately, and that was very restrictive. I didn't have much to do. I would say within that first 6 weeks, I think I accidentally crossed my legs, which I hadn't done in a long, long time. And I'm like, oh, I can do this. And I'm just really, really, really happy with the result.
Give me the before and after. Things you can do now that you couldn't do before. Besides cross your legs, which is good.
Right. I can wash my feet in the shower the way you normally would do it. That makes sense?
I guess so. That involves bending down, right?
Right. Or bending down or getting your foot up so you can reach it, one mm-hmm. or the other.
Okay. Right.
I've noticed that my gait is longer. I had contractures in some muscles, you know, that are related to the hips, which shortened my gait. And I found that I couldn't keep up with my friends when we went on hikes. And the contractures are better, but part of that is because of the stem cells and the physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the physical therapy is strengthening my overall core and you know, the abdominal muscles as well as the glutes. And also, I have an elliptical at home that I've used for the last 5 years. I try to do 20 minutes a day, and I, you know, use the elliptical, but I've increased my resistance and I've increased my incline, so that I'm working it a lot harder and tolerating it without a problem. And I have no pain. I mean, I'm not taking any NSAIDs like I used to. You know, some days I would take a maximum dosage. Other days I wouldn't. Now I haven't taken any for probably the last 6 weeks.
Wow. So you're on the elliptical, you're off the pain pills, and you're no longer the last person on the hike.
Right. After lunch at Elliott's, I caught the ferry back to Bainbridge to come home. And I was amazed. I passed 4 ladies in sort of in my age group, just mowed them down practically getting off the ferry to the car. And I was like, wow, I'm really moving.
You're that person who turns a ferry trip into a race, huh?
Well, I sort of wanted to get home.
No, you were showing off. Admit it.
No, I wasn't. I mean, you know, it's like a bunch of cattle. getting off those ferries.
As you raced past them, what did you say?
Oh, nothing. I just sort of went around them because I always stay on the inside going so the fast people can go by me. But this time, like I said, there was a group of 4 and I was able to go around them and pass them and keep on going.
So you're a speed walker now, huh?
Yeah, I'm speed walking, right? And the other thing that I did in July, because I knew I was, okay, last fall, I took a month's cruise to South America, leaving Fort Lauderdale, going to the Panama Canal, and going down to Buenos Aires. And you know, I did short excursions and I was with a friend and I kept, you know, I was very careful about what I did, you know, so I wouldn't, you know, my greatest fear, of course, is falling. That's the bottom line. I sort of made the decision that I would be done with traveling and cruising and that kind of stuff. You know, like that was my last hurrah. Well, in July, I booked a cruise to Asia for a month, and I'm going to be leaving January 15th.
And so you plan to walk around Shanghai, leaving the other old people in the dust, huh?
I don't know that, but I do know that I've already gone through all the shore excursions that I'm going to take. You know, just the fact that, you know, I had the stem cells, my mobility has improved, I'm good at walking, I can go on another cruise.
Not bad. Just to sum it up, what would you say about the procedure and Dr. Wagner himself?
Well, for me, the procedure was 100%. Dr. Wagner and his staff are incredible. They really are. You know, you're treated with the greatest respect. The office is lovely. I can't say enough. Also, one of my friends in my book club went in with me on my first visit. She had a consult. And she had one of her knees done, and I saw her yesterday at the book club, and she's coming along very nicely, very nicely.
Uh-oh, pretty soon you're going to have competition racing off the ferry.
Well, she's 87, so I don't know.
You're ruthless, aren't you?
I am.
All right, very good, Mary. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.